Before we start this year today, let me just say a few words about what's on everyone's heart and everyone's mind in these tragic days. Shavas Mesois Libeinu Nefach La'Evel Mecholeinu. It's a posuk in Sefer Iyov, and it's what comes to mind and came to everyone's mind Thursday night. This was a Lag BaOmer like no other that we ever knew, and we hope no other that we ever will know. So Lag BaOmer is a day of simcha. Hundreds of thousands of Tayarim make their way up north to be at Reb Shimon's Kever. Tens of thousands usually come from Chutz La'aretz, and the entire world, Jewish world, rejoices. And from year to year, the simcha becomes greater. And at the time of utmost simcha, such a horrible tragedy. And Thursday night, as I heard what's happening, what came to my mind is the story of Aaron HaKohen, Nadav v'Avihu, v'Yidoim Aharon. Chanukah Samishkan, an event that the entire Klal Yisrael waited for. After hundreds of years of galus, after Matan Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises a Mishkan, and wandering in the desert with so many trials and tribulations and nisyonos, and finally they got there. V'yered Aharon, after he was makriv the chatos and the oila and the shlomim, v'yisayoda v'lo'om v'yavorchem, after berches koyanim, at the height of the simcha, and suddenly tragedy strikes. V'teitza eish melifnei Hashem v'yoychleim, and Aaron HaKohen's two sons die. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, they were greater than me and you. How does Aaron HaKohen respond? Vayidoim Aharon. Sometimes there's just nothing to say. All you could do is cry. There's a Medrash Pliya, which really is a Pele. Vayidoim Aharon. Ma hoyo loy leheshev. What could he say? If the Pusik stresses that Aaron was silent, he said nothing, obviously. Something was on his heart. He had something to say, which he didn't want to say. The Medrash says, Ma hoyo loy leheshev, b'yoyim ha-shmini yimol b'sar ha-losoy. So it happened in Shmini Lemiluim, and the parsha starts, Vehi b'yoyim ha-shmini. But what did Aaron have to say, b'yoyim ha-shmini yimol b'sar ha-losoy? What's the shaychus? I once heard a gewaldig word. Nidei daf lamed aleph amud beis, the Gemara says, Lomo omre teure tinoik nimo lishmini, shelo yiyu kulam semechim v'ove v'imoi atzuvim. So there are seven shivis yemei tumo. So it's not mesiyasha v'alev, it's not reasonable. Everybody will be happy, all the guests will be happy, the cousins and the uncles and the aunts and Aaron could have said, Klal Yisrael is happy, and I, the Kohen Gadol, I, after I did the avodah, do I deserve this? Aaron could have said, how could this be? Do I deserve this? Kulam Smechem? And I am the one that's supposed to mourn and cry over my children? But Aaron says nothing. Sometimes all you can do is v'yidem Aaron, and that's your great nisoyin. Maybe it's silly to say, but I try to imagine, how does Reb Shimon feel up there in Gan Eden? Everybody comes to be happy with him, and tragedy strikes at his kever. Those people that made such an effort to be with Reb Shimon, B'yoyme de'ilulo? So Reb Shimon probably could ask the same question. V'yidoyim aharoyim. And it's such a midas adin. Reb Shimon is the one that says in Sukkah Mem, Hayomid Beis Yochanan, he lifted us kol ha'olam kulo min adin. It is in my ability to be poiter kol ha'olam kulo min adin. And Reb Shimon's merit and Reb Shimon's zchuyos and in what Reb Shimon kibbal al atzmoy, the Yesurim of Klal Yisrael. And such a terrible tragedy happens on Lag B'Omer and the Kever of Reb Shimon. So it's just something which we can't even try to understand. So in my shul Friday night, I said that the Sifra Kabbalah say that Lag B'Omer Be'etzim is a terrible day of Midas Adin. And there's a special zgula that Midas Adin is Nefach Larachamim and Lag B'Omer. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Siddur, says that Akshav Oysen Yoim Zeh Simcha. You know, the minig is to make a Simcha Lag B'Omer. And he says, this day is Kulo Din, B'derach She'amru Chazal Sanhedrin She'ro'u Kulam L'choy V'poitrim Oysoi. Pele. When the entire Sanhedrin sees Choyva, all the 23 Dayanim say, Chayv Misa, we patter him, because this cannot be. It's too bad. If it's so bad, it has to be good. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says an amazing thought. Sosem v'loy pirish. Lag B'Omer is a day of Midas Adin. Such an intense Midas Adin, Potrim Oysa, it's got to be good. Tzroir HaMoir was 100 years before, 200 years before Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Goylei Sfarad, Rav Avrom Sava. And in Parshas Emoya, he writes on the Posik in Tehillim Peites, Atu Moishol B'geus Hayam B'soy Galov Ato Tishabcheim. So he says, B'soy Galov, Gal is a remes to Lag B'Omer. So when it's a stormy sea, and there are huge waves and swells, and these waves threaten all the boats, all the ships around, everybody could be shipwrecked. And the nature of a huge wave is, when it reaches its height, it just breaks and melts down into the sea. So he says on the Posek, Ato Moshel B'geyesiyam, B'soy Galav, Ato Tishabcheim. And Rashi explains, Ato Tishabcheim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaks the waves, V'mashkit Oysom, V'machnia Oysom. So Lag B'Omer is a stormy sea, and there are huge waves threaten the entire world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so on this Lag B'Omer, it seems to be that something didn't work, you know. Yes, we experienced the Midas Adin for some reason. Kach also b'machshava lefoni v'zboruch shemoi, that the Midas Adin somehow wasn't transformed into rachamim, and it's a terrible hesteponim and a terrible Midas Adin. And the avoida is, obviously he had what to say, he had questions to ask, but he did not ask. We never ask questions. This is part of who we are as Eden, part of Yiddishkeit. We've been through so many nesyonos, more than any other people. We are the Am Nivchar, Bonav Shel Elokeinu. And historically, we've suffered more than any other people, any other nation in history. And Baruch Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyodem, and we don't ask questions. I heard many times from my great Rebbe, from the Kloisenberg Rebbe, Zecha Tzadik V'Kodesh Levrocha, the Divri Yatzer, that when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, Mavi Yodoy Aleinov, Pashtis, it is just because kavon is required in Posek Rishon Shel Kriya Shema, so we don't want any distractions. But if that's the case, you could just close your eyes or look into your siddur. It obviously is some symbolic act that you lift your hand and cover your eyes. So the Kloisenberg Rebbe said, we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, as we know, Havai is Rachamim, and Elokeinu is Din. In our hearts, we know and feel and believe Hashem Echo, that everything is Rachamim. And even Midas Adin and Pnimius Islachemim, there are many, many sources about this. The Ramban and the Posuk, Miyaminoi Eish Das Lomoi, and the Gaon and many sources. So we cover our eyes as if to say, sometimes we see Midas Adin, we don't see the Rachamim. We feel the pain, we feel the suffering, we hear the cries, and the Rachamim isn't obvious. We just can't manage to see where the Midas HaRachamim is, so we cover our eyes as if to say, Rabbeinu Shalom, we believe in our hearts, called the Yovid Rachman HaRatavov, and even when we cannot see it. So we cover our eyes as if to say, we know, it's not what we see. There is more depth than what the human eye could see or the human heart could feel, and we believe in a way. We will see things as they really are. So, Beyidah Maharan, there's not much to say, only to be mispal and feel with the families that have lost their precious children and parents. And what a number, 45 people. Every chug, every group, children, bocharim, yungalait, elderly people, everybody was there. From all the machnas, sfardim, ashkenazim, modern, chassidish, everyone was makrev korbonis, and those were korbonis tzibur lechaper al am Yisrael. We should all hear b'sodes toivus and the schus of Reb Shimon, ta'amed lonu. Yeshua's Benachomes and Benachomes Tzion, we should all be Misnachem.